Hello, and you're welcome to another episode of the PSD Experience. I am your host, Pastor Stephen Dairo. And today, we are diving into a critical yet often overlooked issue in relationship. And this issue is what I titled, The Danger of Prioritizing Personal Comfort Over Selfless Love. It is what I titled, The Danger of Prioritizing Personal Comfort Over Selfless Love. I have come to discover in recent times via trending stories on social media, X space, Instagram, Facebook, and so on, how people choose to prioritize personal comfort over selfless love in relationship. People tend to tilt towards their own personal comfort instead of being selfless, instead of showing selflessness in their relationships. So today I felt like I should talk about it on this episode of the PXD Experience. This is the question. Here goes the question. Have you ever considered that your pursuit of comfort in a relationship might be the very thing tearing it apart? Have you ever thought about it, that it is because of your pursuit for personal comfort, it is because of your pursuit for self-comfort, that is what is tearing your present relationship apart? Maybe your relationship with your friends, your family, your partner, and so on. Have you ever considered that your pursuit of comfort in a relationship might be the very thing that is tearing that relationship apart? If you have considered it, fine. You are one step away from being delivered. And if you have not considered it, can you just sit down, think about it, go through it in your head, write it down. Where have you taken your personal comfort over selfless love, and how has it affected your relationship? Many people go into relationships, whether in marriage, in friendship, or even within the church, seeking convenience rather than commitment. Like, so many people just go into friendship, they go into marriage, they go into they even relate in church, seeking convenience rather than being committed. They just want to do whatsoever that is convenient for them. They don't want to pay the sacrifice. They don't want to leave their comfort zone. They just want to do what is convenient for them. And this is what I would like to say in this particular matter. Seeking confidence rather than commitment. Seeking convenience rather than commitment is a sign of selfishness. But the reality is, true love requires sacrifice. You really want to show people that you love them? I tell you, you have to be ready to sacrifice. Let's talk about the problem with prioritizing personal comfort. Let's talk about it. The problem of prioritizing personal comfort. Let's be honest with ourselves. No one naturally likes discomfort. That is just the truth. We just have to be truthful to ourselves. No one naturally likes discomfort. I, as a person, doesn't like discomfort. But when comfort becomes our ultimate goal in relationships, it leads to selfishness. That is just it. As much as I don't like discomfort, when my own personal comfort becomes my ultimate goal in a relationship, it leads to selfishness. So if your ultimate goal in any relationship is your own personal comfort, is your own self-comfort, why you are in the relationship is just for your own sake, it's just for your own convenience, then I tell you, it will lead to selfishness. Let's consider what the Bible says about this thing. Philippians chapter 2 verse 3 to 4. Let's consider it. Philippians chapter 2 verse 3 to 4 says that, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself. A person who prioritizes self-comfort, what will happen to them? A person will avoid difficult conversations. When the conversation is not, is we make him or we make such person, we make that person to be uncomfortable. The person will avoid such conversation. And the truth is, there is no one you want to be in a very healthy relationship with people that you will not have difficult conversations. There's no how. But because of our selfish personal comfort, we tilt towards avoiding difficult conversations. So anybody that prioritizes personal comfort, we always avoid difficult conversations. Such person, we only give when it is convenient. We are talking about sacrifice. We are talking about commitment. All these things has to do with giving. It has to do with giving, not necessarily money, not necessarily gift. It can be your time. Most times, it's even time. So they only give when it is convenient for them. Once it's not convenient for them, forget it. You won't see them. They won't give their time. They won't give their energy. They won't give their resources and so on. So anybody that seeks personal comfort above relationship, above when you seek personal comfort, above commitment, then you will always give when it is convenient for you. When it's not convenient for you, then you feel like, I'm not doing this. Such person, they refuse to step out of their comfort zone for the sake of others. They don't consider others as part of their life. Let me put it that way. They consider such person as part of their life, or they place a limitation on the role they have to play in such person's life, in the relationship they find themselves. They place a limitation to what they want to do, what they can do in the relationship they find themselves. Which doesn't work out. It makes them a selfish being. So the person that prioritizes self-comfort will focus on what is in it for them, instead of how they can serve. They focus on what is in it for them instead of how they can serve. So wherever they find themselves, any relationship they find themselves, they are always there because of what they can gain, not what they can do, not what they can offer the relationship. They always go into any relationship they find themselves with this mentality of what's in it for them. So with this above discussion, does this sound familiar to you? Have you experienced something like this before, coming from someone, or you are the one doing this to someone? Maybe you've been in a friendship where one person always sticks but never gives back. Maybe you're in a marriage where one partner refuses to sacrifice, to make sacrifices for the other. Or maybe in your church community, you see people unwilling to help others because it's not their problem. You know, this thing happens in church most times. You ask to pray for someone and passing through a problem. The next question we ask is that, am I the source of their problem? Why do I need to pray for this person? We have to contribute for people. I heard that they've been working all this while. So they're not saving. You just ask questions like that. I want to tell you that you are being selfish. You are being selfish. That is just the word to use. You are being selfish. You are being selfish. But that's not the example Christ gave to us as a believer, as a Christian. That is never the example Christ gave to us. Let us talk about the Jesus teaching on self-love. In John chapter 15, verse 13. Jesus Christ speaking here. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. I will read it again. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. Jesus in this verse showed us what true love looks like. True love is sacrificial, unconditional, and selfless. Imagine if Jesus had chosen comfort instead of the cross. Imagine if Jesus Christ had chosen to stay in heaven. Why God the Father asked, who will go into the world? If Jesus Christ had chosen the comfort in heaven and stayed there, then imagine what would have happened to us in this world. where would we be today? Where would we be today? So as believers, our relationship should reflect the love of Christ. As believers, our relationship should reflect His love, should reflect the love of Jesus Christ. And what does this mean? I mean, when our love is to reflect the love of Jesus Christ, or when our relationship is to reflect the love of Jesus Christ, what does this mean? In marriage, it means that we'll be willing to put our spouse's need above our own. We'll be willing, in marriage, we'll be willing to put our spouse's needs above our own. In friendship, we'll be standing by people even when it's inconvenient. We stand by people when it is inconvenient. That is when we show up for them. Not just when it is convenient. When it is convenient, it's fine. But when it is convenient, it's truly the act of love. And whenever you find yourself in a society, in the church, anywhere you find yourself, and community, carrying each other's burden rather than turning a blind eye, that means we are displaying the love of Christ to people. We are reflecting the love of Christ to people. Because love is not about convenience, it is about commitment. I pray that the Lord will interpret this to us and will be a better Christian in the name of the Lord Jesus. So quickly, before we round up for this episode, let me quickly share something with us again. That is the consequences of being selfish, the consequences of seeking personal comfort, What does seeking personal comfort makes us look like? Number one, it makes us become selfish and indifferent to others. When we prioritize our own comfort over selflessness, we become selfish and indifferent to others. Number two, we lose the ability to truly connect with people because we are always looking out for what we will gain. So we lose the ability to truly connect with people. That is just it. That is the number two. That is the number two thing that seeking personal comfort turns us into. We lose the ability to truly connect with people. And number three is that it damages our relationship over time. Seeking self-comfort damages our relationships over time. Not just in our marriages, not just in our friendship, in the community, in the church. Seeking self-comfort, we always damage our relationship over time. It's just a matter of time, we will see. Then it limits our own spiritual growth. Because spiritual growth, one of the things that aid our spiritual growth is when we love. When we love, it aids our spiritual growth. It helps our spiritual growth. So when we choose not to love, then we are limiting our spiritual growth. So after this, here is the good news. We don't have to stay this way. Even if you are still seeking self-comfort, as you are listening to this podcast, you are still seeking self-comfort, I want to tell you that you don't have to stay that way. And let me quickly share about two or three ways how to overcome self-centeredness. If you recognize this struggle, like if you recognize the struggle of you being selfish, you seeking self-comfort instead of being committed to people, you observe it in your life, here are some practical steps for you to take. Number one, pray for the help of the Holy Spirit. As a Christian, there is nothing we can do without the help of the Holy Spirit. That is just it. So pray for the help of the Holy Spirit. Ask God to give you a heart that loves like Jesus Christ. You pray for the help of the Holy Spirit. You ask God to give you a heart that loves like Jesus Christ. Number two, be intentional about serving and giving. You have to be intentional. It's not just something that will just land on you. After praying to the Holy Spirit to help you, you yourself have to play a particular role by being intentional about serving and seeking. You look out for people to help. You look out for people to give. Love is about action, not just words. You cannot tell me you love me without you showing it. So it's all about action. Love is all about action. For God so loved the world that He gave. He gave action. He gave His only begotten Son. So if you love your neighbor, if you love your partner, you have to show it. And one of the ways you show it is by loving them above yourself, loving what they want above yourself. So number three is commit to sacrificial love. You have to just pay the sacrifice. Real relationship requires effort and selflessness. I tell you, commit to sacrificial love. Real relationship require effort and selflessness. And number four that I'll be talking about on how to overcome self-centeredness is that step out of your comfort zone. You have to step out of your comfort zone. You don't have to sit down in that your comfort zone. Step out of your comfort zone. Growth and deep connection come from embracing challenges. It is when you embrace challenges that we grow. It is when we embrace challenges, when we face challenges, when we leave our comfort zone, that is how we grow. Galatians chapter 6 verse 2 says that carry each other's burden, and in this way you will fulfill the laws of Christ. So we just have to leave our comfort zone in order for us to get out of this attitude of being self-centered. So let me close up this episode by saying that as we wrap up this episode, I want you to reflect on this. Are you prioritizing self-comfort over selflessness in your relationship? In any relationship you're finding yourself, you must have find yourself right now, you are in. Are you prioritizing self-comfort over selflessness in your relationship? If so, today is a great day to shift your mindset and to start loving just like Jesus Christ did. Thank you for tuning in. If this episode blessed you, share it with a friend and let's keep the conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe for more insightful discussion. Until next time, stay blessed and keep walking in love. I remain your host, Pastor Stephen Dairo. God bless you.